throughout this season, our Keys to the Game feature will be brought to you, as always, by Gupton Jeep, your Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram headquarters, been serving Middle Tennessee for over 59 years. College basketball practice officially begins this week, and we are thrilled to be joined by the head coach of the Commodore women's basketball team, Stephanie White, beginning year number 5 as coach with the Commodores. And let me just start out with, Coach, are all your folks okay dealing with all of this COVID, everything we're dealing with?
Yeah, everybody's healthy, thankfully. You know, it is a one day at a time and, you know, ever cautious world that we're living in right now. You know, I think the most important thing for us navigating it throughout the summer and as we've been on back on campus is it's put things back into perspective for us and making sure the health and wellness of our student athletes and our staff is at the forefront.
Now, I got to ask you this. This crossed my mind earlier today, and so I hope you'll forgive me for this, but you spent a little time as a TV analyst.
Yes.
So you've done some work in the media. Mm-hmm. Does that help you deal with people like me?
I hope so. You know, not just dealing with the media, but I hope, you know, understanding the other perspective, understanding getting information out there, understanding, you know, wanting to know, understanding asking hard questions, you know, understanding all of those different things. And then hopefully it makes me, you know, better to work with because I do understand that and I understand the perspective. And as a coach, the importance of getting things out there. So, it's an interesting perspective that I do have. I got to say, it's I enjoy both, but it's also awesome to be able to sometimes play both sides as well.
Absolutely. We're talking with Commodore Head Women's Basketball Coach Stephanie White. You've taught before, and not casting any aspersions on previous groups that have been here, but you've talked about having to deal with a culture change, you know, and trying to do things and get this thing to where you want it to be. Do you feel like you made some pretty significant progress last year and will be going into this year?
Yeah, no question. You know, I think we took really great strides last year. It's been piece by piece. It's been brick by brick. And we have, you know, a core group and a core group from a culture standpoint that's on the same page. You know, basketball players who want to take ownership of getting this program back to the top, who love the game, who love each other, who fight for each other. You know, I think the thing about the COVID crisis that we're dealing with right now and you know, it tests all of us, right? It tests all of our resolve. It tests all of our patience. It tests all of us, you know, at the core of who we are and what's important. And I am so incredibly proud of this group for the way that we've continued to stay connected, the way that we look out for one another, the way that we're continuing to grow and develop as a unit. Because we know as adults, this is hard stuff that we're dealing with right now. And these young people that we're dealing with on a daily basis in our program are doing an outstanding job of navigating these challenges and finding ways to connect and stay together.
You have added a familiar name and face to your staff in Marquez. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about adding her and what she brings to the table for you.
Yeah, I'm so excited about Marquez coming into our program as a coach now. And since the day Marquez Webb graduated from Vanderbilt, I've been trying to find out how I can get her back. You know, certainly I know as a coach and as a player that you need to get it out of your system. To play for as long as you can. But to be able to have brought Marquez back last year in a support staff role, it was really to prepare her to be an assistant coach whenever Sharika or Coach Kelly got a head coaching job. And, you know, fortunately for Sharika Wright was able to get a head coaching job. And she's going to go on to be an amazing head coach. And Marquez is ready to step into this role as an assistant coach. She's got a coach's mindset. She studies the game. She loves the game. She loves Vanderbilt. You know, she's the epitome of what a Vanderbilt student athlete is, and I'm just so thankful and grateful that we have her on our staff.
I'm curious, Steph, this is year 5 for you. How has your perspective changed, if any, and I'm sure it probably has, in this program and in winning in this conference and winning nationally from when you took this job in year 1 to where you are now?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. You know, I think that any time that you take a new job and any time you take a job in the SEC and at a place like Vanderbilt, you know, you sort of come in with rose-colored glasses and think it's going to happen quickly and think you're going to get to where you want to go to, you know, immediately. And it's just not the way it works. You know, I'll never forget going through the process and, you know, talking to the folks at Vanderbilt about, you know, it's different. It's different here, and we have to approach it differently. And it takes a few years to figure it out, right, to figure out who can be a student-athlete at Vanderbilt, what it takes to be successful, you know, the demands that our student-athletes are put through every single day, not just on the floor but off the floor. And so for me to really, I think, regain perspective in you know, it might not happen as quickly as we want to, but doing it the right way is the most important thing. You know, getting the student athletes who fit Vanderbilt, getting the student athletes who want to be a part of building something special, and taking no shortcuts and getting to where we want to go. Because ultimately, it's about sustaining excellence, not just getting to excellence. And so for me, you know, making sure that we continue to do it the right way. We have a really great core group to build on. You know, we've got some really good traction in the recruiting game right now, and just continuing to take it one step at a time.
I want to ask you about that finally, Steph, because you've got some veterans coming back, but you've got some new faces coming in that I know you're excited about.
Yeah, we sure do. I mean, you know, we're going to continue to build on our outstanding freshman class, and, you know, we've got some great new faces that are coming in. We have some transfers that have come in as well. And we're continuing to gain some ground in the recruiting trail. I think the biggest thing is now we return a core group who is hungry to win, who gained experience last year. You know, we doubled our win total, but they gained experience in the SEC, understand now what it takes, and are hungry to get better and are hungry to compete. And we see that every day in our workouts. And I think that's the best thing when our kids are competing day in and day out with one another. We're continuing to build. You know, we're going to be running a different system. We don't have Mariela Fasula down low anymore, so we're going to be running a different system. It's kind of a tough time to put in a new system offensively, you know, with not having as much time as we would have normally had. But at the same time, we're getting an opportunity to really retrain our minds, getting an opportunity to think about the game from an IQ standpoint. And we're really excited about where we're going.
No one said it would be easy, did they?
That's right. Nobody did. But, hey, very few things that are worth it were easy.
That's right. That's exactly right. Well, I'm so glad everybody is well, and we're thinking of you, and hope all goes well. Looking forward to this week, and looking forward to the time when we can all come and see you. You know, at some point that will happen, we hope.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, until then, I hope everybody stays safe. I hope, you know, everyone's health and wellness is the single most important thing, and we look forward to when it's safe and the opportunity arises to see each other again.
Best of luck, Stephanie. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
That's Stephanie White, Commodore Head Women's Basketball Coach. We'll take a break. We'll come back and visit with the head coach of the men's basketball team, Jerry Stackhouse, right after this on the Commodore Hour.